Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here to have another conversation I'm hoping helps your business grow. So look, NFTs, you're seeing them everywhere. Non-fungible tokens. Say that three times real fast, everyone, because most of you can't. And you know, if you've been listening to the show regularly, we are doing a special series about NFTs that started with our first episode titled WTF is an NFT. I feel like that's appropriately named. We're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as have a special edition today that introduces a new sports cast with a very well-known NFL superstar that I know all of you recognize. Before we get into who that is, a quick reminder that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. With me today, I've got Eddie George and Garrick Dorn. These are two gentlemen that are going to talk all about their new sportscast and NFT product. I'm going to go ahead and individually say good morning, because I'm not used to having two guests at the same time. So Garrick, welcome to Startup Hustle.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Look forward to speaking with you today.
Yeah, and likewise. And Eddie George, you don't need a whole lot of introduction, Eddie, but welcome to Startup Hustle.
Matt, thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure being on this podcast with you.
Yeah, we always love to share our hopes, dreams, and failures. So for everyone listening, this is the fourth time we've tried this. We're playing around with computers and technology today.
We persist without exception.
Correct. And that's the thing. And you know, we don't need pro athletes and sports agents to let us know that it's reps that gets it done. So we're hoping this is the one that does it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, as I mentioned, this is a special edition, and you guys are launching a new sportscast that is an NFT based thing. So I'm going to first direct, and it, you know, that's the primary focus of what we're going to talk about, but I think we need to get a little bit of backstory here. So Garrick, let's start with you. Yeah. And, you know, and what brought you to this project, and what, and just a little bit more about you and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the sports business space for 25 years. I've worked for two NBA franchises. I've worked for IMG. I've worked for CBS, and launched my sports agency in early 2020, pre-pandemic. And I'll tell you, we've always had an eye for the modern business and the modern platform and really what's next. And so as Web3 was developing, you know, we found ourselves on two ends of the equation. One was working with developers and the technology on the blockchain side and finding sports properties to partner with. And then we found ourselves on the athlete management side and felt like, hey, that's a good way to combine those two. And that was really how, you know, Sportscast was born. I was working with a team that wanted athlete-generated content and wanted us to go source those for them. And in that process, we found Eddie George and and really just kind of started out that relationship. And now we are at a position where we are launching an NFT drop with Eddie in April, and excited about, you know, the entire verticals that we have associated with it. And I know we'll get into that a little bit more as we go on here.
You know, Eddie, you don't need a whole lot of introduction, but I would like to get a little bit of your backstory about what you're doing, and also ask, can you say non-fungible token three times really fast? Because I think that's maybe the hardest thing that you will have had to do up until now.
Yeah, non-fungible token, non-fungible token, non-fungible token.
And he scores! There you go. All right, you made that sound easy.
Well, the non-fungible token, listen, it's tough to say. It's probably even tougher to really figure out the nuances of how it works. But, you know, being in this opportunity has allowed me to really see the benefits behind it. It's innovative, it's creative, it's different, and it's going to shake up the world in terms of people having ownership of content that they won't find anywhere else in the world. And given that this is a new, relatively new space, I enjoy it because it allows me to bring all of me to the table. And just in short, you know, ever since I stopped playing in 2005, I've been on this journey of finding my next passion, my purpose, and I've done it through my three E's, through entrepreneurship, education, and entertainment. Entrepreneurship wise, I have a wealth management business, got my Series 7 license, 66 license, fully licensed, been in the business for well over going on 6 years now, and partner with Ameriprise as recently as a new broker dealer. On the education side, got my master's in business from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern, which is number one, by the way, according to Forbes. On the entertainment side, I spent my time studying the art of acting, and been on Broadway in various shows. So this opportunity allows me to do all of that, to be a host, to have conversations with players that I played against, played with, and create content that people can own and create experiences that, again, you won't find anywhere else. And this is something that allows the end user to have ownership in. Either they can keep it, sell it, do whatever they want with it. And there's a business model that can be relatively lucrative. And when I got into this opportunity, the reason why I got into it, not necessarily because of the opportunity to make a lot of money in it, but the people that I'm in business with. Garrick is a wonderful man. He's the right person for the job. He has a wonderful idea. And how he's packaged this thing has been brilliant, and it resonates with me. So we're looking to build this thing, build it the right way with the right people, and I think we're off to a great start.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Startup Hustle is in the midst of a pretty lengthy series about NFTs. Now, myself, I employ 250 software developers, and I'll tell you the truth, I had to go research and learn all about NFTs. Like, and you know, this is, and I say that for those of you listening to encourage you to A, do the same, but also that, like, not everybody gets what NFTs are. I think a lot of people think that it's just buying and selling JPEGs, which for some people that is what it is, but you know, it's a whole new world. And it's really the foundational elements of what many people in technology refer to as Web3. And so Garrick, you know, you've been in the sports marketing industry for many years and lately got into the Web3 stuff. How did you end up in this world?
Yeah. So again, we were sourcing partners and really I was brought in on the blockchain side of things, where a developer out of Canada kind of, you know, reached out and knew we were involved with a number of properties and wanted to really, you know, manage a platform with the NFT space with athletes. And so, you know, we kicked around, you know, a number of properties to see, you know, who was the right fit. And then on the other side of the equation, we had a group that said, hey, we want to go find, you know, a developer, and we want to find the right blockchain and want to, you know, plug into that. So it was good to be in the middle of both sides. And then again, once you have the concept, once you have the approach to the market, you got to make sure that everything is working, and you know, you build that team from there. So we found ourselves in the middle of both conversations, and we're able to find, you know, really the right people to bring this alive. Because if you don't have the right people that are storytelling, that are, as Eddie said, you know, sharing, you know, memorable experiences with people that, you know, they have a lot of trust built up, and these guys all have tremendous fan bases. So, you know, in our, you know, pitch to them, it was like, hey, you guys share natural stories with each other all the time. Let's put that on film. Let's get you comfortable in a room. Let's take an hour of your time to film this. And then we believe we can take that and segment that up into 12 and 15 minute segments, and then package that with original artwork from your playing days, and really have an art component to it. So it's more than a JPEG. It's art, plus it speaks to you for 12 to 15 minutes. And you get to hear, as Eddie said earlier, just content that's not out there in the public consumption. So we were excited about that concept. And then once we started to build that model around, we had the developer, we had to go find the platform. And we really believe that the Flow blockchain was where we wanted to be. You know, we liken that to being the sports blockchain, obviously with NBA Top Shots and NFL All Day and UFC Strike. We just felt like that was a natural opportunity for us to plug in there. And then as we've gone through, as you know, Matt, with the startups that you talk to, I mean, there's so many variables that go into this. You know, we've had our ups and downs, but we are now, you know, through a lot of this, and excited to officially launch this month.
Yeah, and as we continue to move forward, you know, throughout the episode, I'd like to share a few of the things that I've learned that will help people wrap their arms around what an NFT is. And I think that when it comes to sports collectibles, and, you know, major NFT opportunities are in the sports universe, and they're around content, other kinds of content like digital trading cards, artwork of players, graphics, avatars, branded content, 3D art, videos, and even event ticketing. And, you know, there's a whole lot of it going on, but essentially what an NFT is, or a non-fungible token, is a digital authenticity certificate in many ways. And what the blockchain does is, so, you know, I don't have an MBA like Eddie does, so I'll try to explain the immutable ledger. But basically what blockchain does is it makes it impossible to create a fraudulent backstory or lineage that comes with it. So, you know, I think that all the guests and hosts here are around the same age. And I remember, you know, you get a baseball card or a football card or a jersey signed by someone, and you know, that you know, those things, you're like, hey, it's up to you and whoever you might, who have given it to you, or if you choose to sell it or something like that. It's like, is this authentic? Well, what the blockchain does is it does trace that history and that heritage of the items. Now, in your particular case, Eddie, you talk about sharing content. Who are some of the people that you may be speaking with?
Well, I may be speaking with personal friends that I played with, that I know, that I kind of grew up with in the business. Guys like Jerome Bettis, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, you know, those are guys on my wish list. There'll be some people that are not in the business of sports. They'll be more in the acting world eventually, and the entrepreneurial world as well. And what you're going to get is a real in-moment conversation that's authentic, that's funny, that's serious, stories that you've never heard anyplace else. You know, we're talking about things that are very near and dear to us, very intimate, you know, to a degree where we're not going to criminalize ourselves, but it's something that's entertaining and fun. And we're going to talk about, you know, our successes and failures. I think that's the thing that people don't understand, you know, is that we are human too, and that we didn't just wake up and say, okay, we are successful. We had to grind. We had to go through some hardships. We had to get kicked in the mouth and get kicked in the gut. And how do you bounce back from that? I think that's where people will get the biggest value and the gems that, hey, you know what? Jerome Bettis went through something. He didn't just become a Hall of Famer just overnight, you know. He had to work for it. In fact, you know, he was a better linebacker than he was a tailback in high school. And this is why he went to Notre Dame. This is how he had to morph himself into becoming a great running back. And over that period of time, became a Hall of Fame running back. And that's unheard of. So you're going to hear about things like that. And I think that's something that's sustainable. It's more valuable than having a signed jersey, but having that information and having a conversation, you know, between guys that have a friendship, but that have a shared interest in terms of our journeys, is something you won't find anywhere else. So those are, you know, the guys and people that you can expect to see within my experience. And I know that Garrick has other people that'll bring those same type of experiences to the table as well. So I'm just the tip of the spear when it comes to this.
I think that's really exciting. In my first book, which is titled Balance Me, A Realist Guide to a Successful Life, the key phrase with that was success demands payment in advance. And ever since I published that book, I've been, you know, that book was 10 years in the making, and I have yet to prove that theory wrong. You know, a lot of people will look and they see people and they confuse, well, first off, genius and talent are often misunderstood when compared to each other. But I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to that jokingly will say things like, yeah, I'm an overnight sensation, 9 years in the making. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really what it is. And it's reps and practice and perseverance and the ability to overcome things that would normally be obstacles and make a lot of people quit. And, you know, so with that, these challenge, anything worth doing is challenging. So Garrick, I'll direct this question to you. What have been some of the more challenging things about diving into a world of technology that is still unfamiliar to even high-level technologists on many days, but also looking at it from a business perspective and not just, hey, we're trying to write code and you know, nerd out with this stuff? Because one hand has to wash the other in that regard.
Yeah, well said. I mean, I will say there has been a lot of challenges, but, you know, every day we get up, we grind, and we find our solution, you know, through that. I would say I was not expecting the technology side of things, right? Like, you just hear blockchain, you just assume, hey, it's easy to do. Everyone's doing it. But all of the intricacies that go into code, you know, everything to onboarding, payment processors, obviously got to make sure that works, smart contracting, you know, everything on the back end, there's so much nuance into that, that you just don't understand that when you get into it. You feel like that process will take have a shorter runway than it does, and frankly it's just been a lot longer than we expected. But you've got to get that stuff right. If you don't have that stuff right, you launch, I don't care how great your project is, if you launch and you're incomplete on that, you're going to fail. So we want to make sure that is buttoned up, and we have beta testing for that, and we're soon to launch that part of it. On the other side of the equation, and Eddie can attest to this, you know, you get this vision and this concept of getting the right people on board. And so it's really, first it's who fits and then who's available, and then scheduling is not an easy thing. These guys are all busy. You know, they all have careers. And so it's really difficult to get everyone in a room. And when we get people in a room, you know, we're not doing Zooms, we're not doing, you know, virtual meetings. We're sitting down. We got a production crew around them. You know, three or four cameras, you know, makeup artists, audio mics, everything, right? It's very, very high production, and it's not easy to marry all those together at once. So we have found challenges on both sides, but again, wouldn't change anything. I love where we're at, and we will succeed.
There's something about startups and technology that are ripe with failure. In fact, you know, one of the key and most known sayings in Silicon Valley is to fail fast.
Yep.
Just hurry up and get the yep. fails out of the way, because yep. they get you a lot closer to the, you know, to the actual, well, to the end zone. So, and with that, I'll just direct the same question to you, Eddie. What have been some of the challenges or things that you've had to learn, climb over or around to get into or understand the NFT space?
You know, when we say failure or losing, I replace that with learning. You know, now as a head coach, it's more prevalent now that I see from that perspective than ever. I played for so many years. Now being on this side, there's no such thing as losing. There's no such thing as a losing mentality. You have to learn through that. So I embrace those losses. I embrace to say, okay, this failed. Why? And what can I do about it? You know, that's an opportunity for growth, to have a winning product, to create a winning lifestyle, you know? So and learning about it. Honestly, I haven't had the, you know, I'm not on the day to day. You know, that's Garrick. He can speak to that more than I can at this point in time. But I guess just in terms of understanding the details and the nuances of how it works, and to articulate that in a way that's knowledgeable, that someone can just pick it up without thinking about it too much. That's easy for them to understand. That's been the challenge of it all for me earlier on, but now just, you know, listening and having meetings and just doing what I do in terms of, hey, you know, hosting people and understanding that this will be something that, in short, you can own, and then you can trade and sell, and that, you know, we get the residuals in terms of the business model. That's what I can speak to because it's simplified. So it's just taking something that's complex and simplifying it and making it digestible, so where I can tell a six-year-old what an NFT is and what we do. And that's been the process of it. It's articulating the story.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about the mechanics of it. Before we do that, a quick reminder that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. That's my business, folks. And if you want to learn more about how we can help you build the development team that you want and need and do it affordably, just go to Fullscale.io. Okay, so in regards to the Sportscast NFT, am I correct in that ownership of one is going to be the key that unlocks the door to the content, Garrick?
Yeah, correct. So you will, when you go on to sportscast.net, you'll see a storefront. You click on the storefront, and then you'll see artwork, so digital cards, that if you click on them, they'll turn around and give you a description of the content you're about to, you know, purchase. And then once you go through the process and you check out, you will, in your digital wallet, will be access to that content. And what we've done is we've taken, so Eddie, our first drop with Eddie and Jerome is about an hour and 20 minutes of airtime. And we have segmented that into about 12 to 15 minute segments, about six of those. And then you can buy any of those. You can buy multiples of those. You can, you know, almost like a Netflix series, you can keep buying the next one. And own all that content. Or we have made one level very rare, and that is the entire hour and 20 minute episode that you can own. And you can also own all seven of the cards that go along with that as well. So that is one way. It's going to be, you know, harder to get, higher priced as well. But again, the rarity of that we believe will allow for a more robust trading market on the back end of it.
So the sports memorabilia market's always been big. It's a multi-billion dollar a year industry. Eddie, as someone who's been a feature in that for so long, how have you seen this change over the years coming up to something as digitized and modern as NFTs?
You're talking about the memorabilia world?
Yeah, just all of it.
Yeah. Well, I just finished doing a signing this past Sunday. In New Jersey, where I'm sitting there signing all of these items, merchandise, helmets, jerseys, items I've never seen in my life before for hours. And I would like to get paid the same without spending all that time doing it. So it helps me. I think it really, given what's happened with COVID, you know, the sports memorabilia world has exploded. The value in a lot of items has gone through the roof. You know, Michael Jordan's rookie card, I think, was valued pre-COVID right at $800, and now is at $40,000. And everybody's value has gone up since that time. And this is just a great way with the NFT space to marry the two. To digitize it in a way where you can carry it on your phone, you can have ownership of that, plus another experience that you can't find anywhere else. So I think it just saves on the time. It's another great revenue stream. I don't think you'll ever eliminate the experience of owning a card. you know, or a jersey or a helmet or a flat that you had signed from your favorite player, because that goes into a lot of man caves. And you can see Garrick's jersey right behind him with his name on the back. You know, that's something that you want to show. But here's another way that you can have the same experiences in the digital world.
I can't help but ask, what are some of the weirdest things you've ever signed?
Wow. We're going there. I mean, okay, here we go.
Let me rephrase. What are some of the weirdest things you've ever signed that you feel comfortable mentioning
when I said that, on a podcast? That's right. Yeah, your mind of what that would be, right?
Yeah, this goes out to 181 countries. So, right. You know, so, let's,
The weirdest things I think I may have signed is a straw package, like the when you open up the straw, the paper of the straw that is packaged, and I've signed that. I've signed someone's forehead before. that was pretty interesting. Someone wanted me to sign their fresh Jordans, and I was like, "You really want me to ruin these Jordans?" Like, yeah, I do. Like, okay, there it is. So you could ask to sign different things over a period of time. But I tell you what, going to a lot of these card shows, it brings back so many memories. I have a chance to relive moments that I forgot in time, both professionally and in college. And the things that these guys come up with, you know, like they had these beautiful helmets that are made, you know, with all the 10,000 yard rushers, you know, and it's Jerome Bettis, Jim Brown, OJ Simpson, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Curtis Martin, myself, Corey Dill. Is just about 26 or 27 guys that are on this helmet. That's beautiful. Then you'll have different guys. Like you can go by teams like the Oilers, you know, Derrick Henry, myself, and Earl Campbell, three Heisman winners, all on one helmet. And our, you know, with our yardage, our all of our stats. I mean, it looks really, really cool. So I just really enjoy going to those deals. And here's another opportunity for, again, through the NFT space, for that to be expounded upon.
Yeah, and I think the future of this isn't to replace that kind of stuff, because there's, you know, always that tangible need to feel, hold, you know, or see something. You named a whole lot of people that scored touchdowns on my hometown Kansas City Chiefs, by the way. So
okay.
I don't think I want that helmet anywhere, but, you know, we're recording this the day after my Kansas Jayhawks overcame the biggest halftime deficit in the history of the NCAA finals and won. I'm still a little numb from that. So, you know, that was pretty interesting.
Still buzzing, huh?
Well, yeah, because, you know, it was a good start. And then next thing you know, we're down by 15 and I'm looking at my wife and I'm going, is this really happening right now? This is terrible. So, but hey, a comeback story, everyone likes that. So speaking about comeback stories and things that are, you know, bringing, you know, certain things, you know, back, or you were talking about nostalgia and all that. Garrick, how is the sports community in general, like jumping or expressing interest or not in the NFT space?
Yeah. So we've seen success obviously with NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, the ones I've mentioned earlier. So that is a market that we do want to plug into. There's no doubt about it. But we see this as an opportunity to reach those sports fans that just want to dip their toe in the water and try something new with people that are familiar, stories that are familiar. And we believe our platform will allow that entry point. And so we'll price it strategically to make sure that they have that entry point. We want this to be as seamless as possible. That's why we've taken so long to get through all of the variables that we need, so that there's no friction in the sales process, right? So once you get into it, you purchase it, it's easy, and you know it is your modern day trading card, right? That talks to you. I think that's what's interesting about our product. So we know there's going to be interest, and anytime you establish yourself with ambassadors like Eddie and again some of the guys that he's going to be bringing into this, you've got credibility, you've got their fan bases. So we feel very good about that combination. And then let me speak to real quick the futures aspect of it. We are trying to create the, you know, really modern day trading card where you invest now into athletes that are in college, the next, you know, great professionals. We want people to be able to buy those now. College name, image, and likeness rights allow for these athletes to monetize their NIL. And so we want to take advantage of that, get people on film now, talking about where they've been to date, what they're going to do in the future, and then have people buy into that, store that value. And then obviously as they advance throughout their sporting career, you know, be able to sell that on a marketplace for more value. Imagine having, you know, Tom Brady's card in 1999 before obviously he's done all the stuff that he's done throughout his career. Just imagine that entry point and try to take that into now and what we could do with that platform specifically.
Eddie, how do you feel about that and the kind of a carryover from what Garrick was talking about? Obviously, when you were before you turned pro, that wasn't an option. How is that going to change? How could that or how might that change the landscape of college sports?
With the NFT space, correct?
Yeah, or the name and image likeness.
You know, that's something that I'm currently exploring. Especially with our athletes here. That's a conversation I was going to have with Garrick on my list. You know, how can we, you know, explore that with our athletes? You know, given, you know, our situation is a little different from, you know, the Power Five schools like Ohio State, USC, or even Notre Dame in terms of star power and resources. So there's an opportunity to be very creative about how we can create a market here for our student athletes. And again, not every athlete is going to be marketable, but highlighting that, hey, you know, there's a five-star athlete out of, you know, Maryland. And we're looking at this kid. So we can even the landscape to say, hey, you can come here and be a giant and help us raise our program out of the ashes and become a prominent program in the country. That's more of a compelling and legendary story than going to one of the Power Five schools and being one of the legends and being grouped in that. You can come here and stand out and get compensated for that in a very unique and genuine way. You know, dare to be different. And here are the ways you can do that through the NFT space. So I think there's a great opportunity for that and really take advantage of the local dollar. Versus a national dollar. So I think, you know, the NFT opportunities in college sports are big, and we're just scratching the surface on what that can look like and how we can make it more lucrative and a value add for the student athlete experience.
Yeah, I'm all for it. We were all starving college students at some point, you know, even myself dropping out of five schools. Trust me, that was why I kept quitting. Mm-hmm. Kept going broke. So I can't imagine what it's like with the scrutiny that you know, some of that gets. So, okay. So sportscast.net is where we can go to, and there's links for that in the show notes, as everyone listening already knows. That's where we're going to go get this started. Is that correct, Garrett?
Yeah. So you'll enter that site and then you'll navigate to the storefront. And then the storefront, you'll be able to buy. We're going to launch our beta. We have a third vertical called Sportscast Storylines. And so Storylines takes a unique view of interesting things that have happened in the sporting world. You mentioned, Matt, Kansas, their national championship win last night against North Carolina. We are going to take a look at North Carolina versus Duke, the Tobacco Road rivalry, and talk to multi-generational players from that. So get them to sit down and talk about their experiences, like that kind of stuff. You know, usually is saved for documentaries. We're going to take that and take that content and then allow the market to be able to buy that. So I think that'll be interesting. Our first beta test is going to be with a gentleman by the name of Zeb Nolan. Zeb started at Iowa State as a quarterback, transferred to North Dakota State as a quarterback, was going to hang it up, was going to become a coach at South Carolina. And then during the summer, there was a series of injuries. He had 1 year of eligibility left. He cashed that in, won five games as a starter, including the bowl game. And we just think that's a very Hollywood script type story. And so we're going to bring that to the market first as our beta.
I think it's important during the North Carolina and Duke documentary series that you remind everyone that North Carolina basketball was invented in Kansas.
Interesting. Okay.
I couldn't help myself, guys. So, all right. So, I end my episodes of Startup Hustle with what we call the founder's freestyle. And I'm usually talking to startup founders, but I'm still talking to startup founders. You guys are startup founders at sportscast.net here. And I say my episodes because I do have other hosts of the show. So make sure you tune in every week and join Andrew Morgans. He talks all about e-commerce and Amazon brand acceleration, and stick around for episodes by Lauren Conaway, the founder of Innovate Her. Also, you can catch Matt Watson's new weekly series. We're letting him talk to all the tech people, which is good for some of us that don't always get that on some days. And once again, today's episode of Startup Hustle was sponsored by Fullscale, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Go to fullscale.io to learn more about what we do. So look, with the founder's freestyle, I'm going to give the mic to each of you and then I'll wrap up myself. But you can really say anything you want. We've had people rap, sing, or give shout outs, or really just kind of highlight the important things about what we talked about during the show. Garrick, I'm going to go ahead and hand the mic to you first. I'm hoping you sing, man. I'm hoping.
I am the world's worst rapper, so I will not
even bore better
with that. But let's just stick with this. Like, we're about three things. We want to run a good process. We want to deliver value to the community. The community that buys this, we do believe we will have a great product for you. And if it's not perfect, we'll continue to go back to make sure it's worth the value to you. And then we'll let the market decide. So those are the three things that we will live by with this, with Sportscast, and appreciate the opportunity to share today what we're about.
Yeah, I did sing a few notes on Broadway, but you got to pay to see that. So
I'll say
you got to buy the NFT for sure. And please support, Tennessee State football here coming up in the season, and just buy our content. I think in anything you want to do, in terms of new opportunities, startup companies, understand that you've got to embrace the losses. Look at those as learning experiences, and you got to do your due diligence on your partners and who you want to be in business with. It all comes down to the right people. If you don't have people that are resilient, that are passionate, that are enthusiastic, and that are willing to work hard to make something work, who won't shun at the sight of adversity when they get punched in the mouth, but, wipe off your mouth a little bit, taste that blood, and go right back at it. You don't want to be with those guys. And Garrick is one of those guys, and we're committed to making this success, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I want to thank both of you guys for joining me. A couple of words on the way out. First off, go to sportscast.net, and there's a link for that in the show notes. As I mentioned earlier, success demands payment in advance. And I think that one of the things about being successful is surrounding yourself by other successful people. We often say here at the Fullscale office that until you've seen winning, it's sometimes hard to win. And I don't think you're going to get any better example of winning than sitting down and hearing the non-mainstream content that comes from guys like Eddie and Jerome Bettis. Now, I met Jerome Bettis briefly because my dad is a Notre Dame nut. Mm-hmm. So we went to a Notre Dame game every year, and we'd always go over to the practice facility, the day before the game, and the guys come in, and I have an index card. I don't have a straw wrapper or my forehead signed, but I have an index card somewhere with Jerome Bettis. And I just remember, like, the guy just exuded confidence, and he probably ran for like 800 yards the next day. I can't remember that part of it, but I certainly remember meeting him in passing and how cool that felt and that was. And I think that there's something to be said about all of the great things that athlete leaders like yourself, Eddie, do for the community, for kids, for all of us to teach us, hey man, it's reps. And like we went through a couple reps just getting this version of the show going, and we had a couple little stumbles, but we got back up and did it again. And that's really the key thing. So if you're afraid to fail, then you're probably never going to be successful.
That's right.
Overall, guys, I wish you all the best and all of the success with what you're doing. I love it. I think it's super cool. I'm going to be purchasing the NFT because I want to hear what you guys have to say. So I'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.